This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So it's me and Amy Tan on the table, and Brock Osweiler is doing cupping.
Yes.
You remember during the Olympics, they were all happy about cupping?
To both of you.
Yes, we're both getting cupping, and we're sort of like gabbing and gossiping just about, like, you know, typical sewing circle stuff.
Yeah.
You know, who's shtipping whom and who got the new, you know, gardener.
Right.
And I suddenly ask, I go, Brock, you took all the bugs out of the cups first, right? And he goes, and I'm like, okay, that's why.
Because you had to bring the cups.
Well, I brought the cups, and of course, all the cups in my house are
trapping bugs. You
know, used for trapping the bugs. Mm-hmm. And so I brought the cup. I just assumed he knew you're going to heat up the edge and sort of create, you know, the heat inside that's then create the suction when you throw it against my skin. But don't have a mad bug trapped in there.
Right.
Because it didn't feel the same way it did the last time Brock Osweiler did cupping.
That's
on
why
me,
you
and
said
I
something.
I started to have a suspicion.
Yeah.
And I could see inside of Amy's there was millipedes and centipedes and octopedes.
Yeah. And not dead because you don't kill. That's why you trap them, because you want to kill them.
I would never kill. That's murder.
Killing.
I don't kill. I consider it murder to kill. And that's just, you know, and I know there's a big debate on this.
Yeah.
And I know that Mr. President Trump doesn't necessarily agree.
Yeah.
And I respect his right to, you know, legislate differently.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's why we have all these checks and
yeah.
So forth.
And you could be convinced, I think.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm nothing if not willing to learn. The one thing I know for certain is that I don't know anything. But right now, I consider keeling to be murder.
And so you got cupped with a hot bug.
So I got cupped with a hot bug, the bug go inside me, laid eggs in my lung, and I've been coughing up little baby bugs all week.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet linebacker
hallways
of this industry we call showbiz. We love having Allison Rich back on the show.
We love doing that.
And we're doing it today.
Mm-hmm. So
it's one of our favorite
things. We want to have her back on, because so funny, nice, cool, and sweet, we decide, okay, what if we do some kind of email or phone call to see if she'll show up and tell us about your experience?
Well, yeah, want to know what.
And so I'm at home doing my business.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Taking care of my medical needs.
Yes, yes, yes,
which
yes.
There
all
are
the
three.
Changing all the bandages cleaning them.
It's a whole ritual. And honestly, some people don't like it when they have a chronic, long-term wound-based disease, but I find that it forces me to check in with myself multiple times in the day.
Just to be aware of your body.
Of my body, what it's
about
telling me.
Having a ritual.
Exactly.
You know, having a routine.
Yes.
To be able to pay attention to your breathing and your seeping.
Well, animals.
Just,
yeah. The weeping and all of that.
The weeping of my... Having wounds is your body can cry from more than one place, is what I'm saying.
Which allows you to keep your eyes clean.
Exactly, right?
So you can see. It's very dangerous to cry when there's maybe a...
thing you need to see.
Yeah, jaguar.
Yeah.
Jaguar, oncoming vehicle.
Mm-hmm,
Your stepmom.
Your stepmom in a plane.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those, like, Flintstone-type planes where your feet are sort of kicking through them.
Yeah.
We're all there.
Yeah.
But so I was doing my business and my medical needs, and I twice a day I look at my computer.
Sorry, are those two different things, your business and your medical needs, or your medical needs are your business?
I mean, my medical needs are my personal business, but my business for which I pay taxes and such is different.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I'm an upholsterer. Primarily. And so
I have been saying for a long time that you should be getting more into that.
Yes.
Because I know it was just kind of like a hobby for a while.
No,
and
totally.
You did like acting and stuff, but now it's like full time.
Oh,
upholstery,
it's all that it is. Because honestly, I feel like my star is shining brightest through the, you know, various couches I button tuffed and the different, I mean, it's mostly couches. What could you upholster beyond that?
I was going to ask you, you asking me, I feel like,
that was a big question I had, is like, is there somewhere else we can take this thing? Because I've seen people upholster couches, but you are so creative, Allison, and you're such a trailblazer.
Have you thought about
many upholstering a trail, I would.
Yeah, upholstering a microwave or...
Oh my goodness. You know, I've only in my dreams have I here and there thought about it, but really... At this point, I've kept myself to, you know, couches, ottomans, things like that. But, I mean, that's the thing that I do limit myself. You know, I go, stay in your lane, just follow the rules.
Because some things are too hard and should be.
Exactly.
Softer.
Yes. Now we're getting into something I've really wanted to talk about, which is how hard these rocks are on these mountains in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. They won't let up.
Have you tried going on a hike here? It's like hiking on rocks.
Yeah. Not carpet.
Maybe we put a little soft material on some of these rocks.
Are you challenging me to upholster a hiking trail?
A race up the mountain. A race to the top of the mountain upholstering all the rocks. And now we just have to find someone else who does this.
Jackie Chan, perhaps. Mm-hmm. I know he's been involved in big races like this.
Races?
Yeah, he's been in some really big races, one of the most popular ones.
Oh, I see. I am weird in that I know him mostly from his martial arts and his movies.
Well, one of his movies, Around the World in 80 Days.
Uh-huh.
And it's a race around the world.
Okay.
But also...
And this is like that, just up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's up the world.
Instead of to the side, you're going a race up the world.
And
ideally, it doesn't take 80 days because I'd like to go for a hike next week.
Please.
And not have friggin' rocks everywhere.
Let's talk about the hard stuff that gets in our way on the daily basis. Rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Certain roads, very hard.
Some of the ones, just to name one, I would say La Jolla.
La Jolla.
Mm-hmm.
That whole La Jolla Road.
To name another one, Sepulveda, I believe it's pronounced.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that one is hard as asphalt.
As it comes.
Toilet seat.
Toilet seats are so hard.
And toilet seat road is very hard.
Yeah,
toilet seat road.
I had an aunt who had a toilet seat that had a cover on it, you know, sort of like a
Available?
Was she available? In the past, she was, and presently, she still is.
Oh, wow. What a stroke of luck.
But yeah, I thought that was so classy, like a cushiony toilet seat cover. Sometimes it would even have plastic over that. And sometimes the toilet seat would be heated. That's all I want.
Oh, no.
My pee-pee, when it comes out, to be warmed up. Because it's like peeing is like giving birth to your waste. Mm-hmm. Is how I think of it.
Yeah.
And so instead of being like, come out into the cold, you know, ceramic or whatever porcelain bowl.
And you can't put a blanket on it.
No, because it's like the sands of time.
I a lot of times will try to slap my pee-pee when it comes out, just to get it breathing.
Yes.
And I find that it's not as receptive to that, I think, because it is so cold.
Right. It's shocked.
Yeah.
It's
exactly.
You know.
So it freezes up a little bit. But let's get that pee-pee warm and moving.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So rocks and roads and toilets. Hard stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are the three hard things that we see. Do we want to talk about three soft things?
And, you know, it really goes hand in hand. Because you say toilets are hard, but poops are soft.
Yeah, stuff you can downholster.
Yeah.
Do you do any of that?
Downholster. It took me a second, but then I was right there. You know, I do downholster, which for the uninitiated basically means you rip a layer off something. When you upholster something, you're putting a thing on, maybe some stuffing. Downholster, you remove, you're skinning a surface.
Stuff that's too soft.
Yeah. You get to the meat and juices of the thing. You know, so I mean.
You really like to think of it as skinning. Like that is the only way it really works for you is that it's like skinning a rabbit.
Because it's all an exchange of power. Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so when you come and you, I mean, skin something, you're saying, whoop, I made you a layer more vulnerable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
And maybe
you're so big on everything is an exchange of power.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And now the skin is just kind of lying around, whatever it is, not being used. Yes. Maybe somebody could put it on and get more power.
Yes, yes, yes. Wear it as a coat.
Every interaction you have, you are either gaining or losing power.
It's all, what is, like, that's some law of thermodynamics. Or like, you can't destroy energy. You can only move it around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, no, that's one of my favorite.
Like a life philosophy. I thought that this would be more thought out for you.
But who has time, you know, to work out all the nooks and crannies of your own brain?
No, you want to get the basic idea and you want to get
just start
moving,
acting,
get on the road, you know?
Time.
Yes. And now, I mean, which brings us back to an earlier topic, which is, I am of the Hollywood as an actor, as a star, but really this year I've been called to the upholstery lifestyle, which many people don't know, is a very big part of Los Angeles, you know.
Yeah, no, many people don't know that, myself and Hayes included.
Yeah, well, here I am to give you the whole update about it.
Sure, yeah. So anything else you could tell us?
So there is twice a year a huge upholstery fair, the winter one and the summer one.
Okay.
Because you can, if you're really, you know, on this scene, you can sort of redo all your furniture twice a year for winter theme, summer theme, da-da-da-da-da.
And spring and fall, fuck yourself.
Have I seen?
Go fuck up.
I feel like, did I see this in a subway car once? Is that where this is happening?
Oh, yep, yeah.
Okay.
And that's another thing is people rarely are using the Los Angeles public transportation.
So you can just have a fare in there.
You can have a whole fare.
When you said subway car, I thought you were talking about my cousin's car that has sort of wrap.
Because your cousin was like, hey, Subway, I'll do deliveries for you. Please let me. And Subway said no, but he had already gotten
the car.
They
said, we don't do delivery. And so what he did was sort of an early version of Postmates.
Right.
Where he would just hang out at Subway and he would go, hey, are you taking this to go? And they'd go, yeah. And he'd say, I'll follow you.
Yeah.
Just and here, give it to me. I'll follow you. Because then your car won't necessarily smell like this.
Yeah. Because Subway is so, I mean, you walk by a Subway on the street of the store, and you can smell that bread stink coming at you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, now I'm going to have it in my car.
And we're all pretty sure that's not bread.
I smell that stink and I'm Yogi Bear.
Oh, yeah.
I'm transforming into Yogi Bear. I'm floating into the
by the nose, sort of feet in the air.
Bonking up against a window.
Mm-hmm. Constant bonk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't think that's necessarily bread. You know what I think it might be?
What?
Crack.
Cocaine. Okay.
Because it's so addictive.
Yeah. You know, the thing about bread is if you have you ever done one of those cracker bread challenges where you're trying to eat like six saltine crackers?
Oh, only a million times.
Right, of course.
I did it today.
Did you succeed?
Oh, no, no.
You can't.
Because
that's why I keep doing it
because when I do finally get the victory, I'm going to make so much back.
Oh.
I always have a big, healthy wager on the line.
Yeah.
And
you just keep doubling up.
Yes, I've been doubling it for a long time. But I will ultimately, when I finish it, eat all the saltine and the bread, like you said.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
oof. Mm-hmm. Mama, that's payday.
Do you want to get a bigger take of you of when, the first time you said crack? Do you want to get like a bigger
we could go again
version of that?
And
Could we cut that in later? Because I feel like the initial like swing you took was like a sort of soft.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I didn't even really know what was.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So just to put in later. So you can set it up again.
Yeah. Sure. And I think, you know, I'm pretty convinced that's not even bread. You know what I think it is?
What?
Crack. cocaine, you know? I mean, that's how addictive this stuff is. I think it's crack.
Yeah, that's good. That'll stitch into the other stuff,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
That'll match up.
Allison, I love it. Loving this. What do you want to talk about? Mm. We usually, sometimes we'll have a discussion.
Right.
And we'll say, whoa, we talk about this.
Yeah.
And it's usually like, what do we talk about? The books or like.
Pre-show, right. We'll go like, let's have a talk about books.
But
or
this,
we'll talk about like.
We already talked about books.
We already did it.
We did books a long time ago and we're kind of out of things.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's called Hollywood Hand Book, but you're really just the Hollywood Hand Boys, you know, humans, and you don't always need to be talking about literature.
We don't always have to be talking about books.
No.
Thank you.
I'll shout it from the rooftops.
Yeah.
Do need to say something on
this. I mean, what's on my mind the most these days is transitions.
Okay.
Life changes.
The lenses, glasses, lenses.
The transition glasses, lenses, but also.
But for your life.
Exactly.
Okay, you know, so you go out into the sun.
Can I say, I don't know if this is too forward of me, but I feel like when I bring something up, Sean's going real literal and Hayes is going real deep, and I love both.
Oh, okay.
You know,
the mix of deep and shallow.
Exactly.
And you're asking if you can say that?
I mean, I'm asking in a way that I'm not really asking, where I'm just going to say.
Because you started, can I say?
Right. It's this thing that I do to make myself seem like less aggressive, but it's really passive aggressive. I'll be honest. I know that about myself.
Because my answer would be, not yet.
Not yet.
You can you say that?
We can do it. I mean, do we
want to stitch it in later?
Stitch it?
Yeah.
We'll get a take of that later. Okay. I think it's going to come in handy. For right now, I would say when you are talking transitions, you're talking about what exactly?
I'm talking about stages of life. You know, we're all butterflies, except the thing is that you think, okay, a caterpillar becomes a butterfly, but then what if the butterfly becomes
Kafka.
A bird?
Or Kafka.
Kafka.
What a trickster.
You know, and so I feel like in my life.
Kafka.
Andy Kafka, Man on the Moon, played by Jim Carrey.
Andy Kafka on the beach.
And I just feel like right now, if I can be vulnerable, I am going through a transition.
Oh.
Out of Hollywood. Because this is something I would like to potentially talk about. You're transitioning into Up and Down Holster.
Yeah.
What, like, how do you find another career?
Right.
Not because of anything going wrong with your initial career.
No, and you're doing good.
Yeah.
You're doing
good.
But you just get curious about other stuff.
In fact, it's because.
And how to make money.
It's in fact because I'm doing so good that I'm becoming curious. Because I'm like, hi, hello, Hollywood, here I am.
Yes.
This is easy. This is peasy. This is no problem.
Right.
I came here for a challenge.
Yeah, it's been there, done that.
All the time, every day, you know, I just...
Been there, done that, win there, fun that, and now we're already,
tired. What else is new? What else will I be allowed to do?
Yes, because I'm doing so good and definitely am making money.
Oh, too much almost.
Yeah. And so I'm going like, can I do something else to maybe make a different amount of money or something?
Know.
Yeah, because I am curious, like
so
everyone said.
What do you think would be a good idea for a new job?
Yeah. Well, I feel like I have been lucky that I am finding that it's in the down and upholstering world of like furniture makeovers.
Yeah, I don't want
to. You know, for you guys, I think it's about identifying like what is the type of thing that you're drawn to but scared of. You know,
okay.
I am comfortable being uncomfortable and you guys need to be there too. You know what I'm saying?
Drawn to
but scared.
I like to work without my hands.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay, so like foot stuff or torso stuff or mind?
I'll use any other part.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No hands.
Okay. So maybe pottery, because that you would think.
Because these are gnarled. You're looking at these.
Oh,
these are,
it looks like I'm looking at the roots of trees,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm, yeah.
And sometimes trees are seemingly trying to connect with them as well.
Yes.
To take their nutrients.
Have you ever seen that man who maybe is in Africa who has like skin that's like tree bark?
Oh, wow. And is it okay that you said you thought he was in Africa? That we just assumed, especially if he's not in Africa, the fact that you just thought.
I think it is okay.
Okay, good. Good. That'll be good for our show then, if it's okay. If it's not, I don't think you're the one who's going to bear the brunt of this.
And I feel okay about that. Because, you know, you put a thing out that gets comments, I think. My life doesn't get comments.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't even, like I said way earlier, I look at my computer twice a day. Only one of those times is to look at emails. Mm-hmm. And even then, half of them I don't open. So I really have created a little personal fortress where you can't get.
Would you like to open your life up to a couple comments now, though? Maybe you could get some comments on your life. I mean, you're mentioning it. It seems like maybe you're curious.
Anything to say about some gamers?
Comments.
What was that, Ace?
Do you like gamers?
Do I like gamers? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if I like them, but I have dated a couple. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh. But, and maybe, so here's a comment I'll make on your life.
Okay.
Maybe it was just me, but this life felt like it had like a weird vibe around it. Was there some tension happening during this life?
Mine life?
Yeah.
Well, you know.
That's the thing people like to comment.
What was Allison going for with this life? I'm not sure I really got what... what she was talking about.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, to speak Hollywood, the third act of my life was a little like, what? You didn't plant the seeds for that earlier on.
Yeah.
Where are you going? You know? So I'll own up to that. This life was a little like, it was sort of like throwing things, not even at the wall, at like the side of the wall.
Missing,
like,
where are you? Missing the wall.
I wouldn't say missing,
through,
but
through
you
an
did.
Open doorway.
Yeah, yeah.
Was this life aimed at Pete Holmes?
Was it aimed at Pete Holmes?
Yeah, was it making fun of him?
I do find that making fun of people is a way to get them to respond. So I'd say, sure, I'm making fun of him. I'm making fun of, I'm seeing a macaroni picture of what looks like Paul F. Tompkins. So.
Oh, no, please don't roast Paul.
Yeah, yeah.
Please don't, please don't put him in the roaster.
Here it comes. Oh, he's always Allison. Wearing bow ties.
He hates hearing that.
Sorry, I say things
Allison,
that
he doesn't
are true.
Know that about himself.
He's got to. I'm ready to tell him.
He's
never
been
met
in the
him,
roaster. He's going to be so mad. We'll never go back on Spawned.
What's a job?
For you to transition to?
Something I can do just kind of hanging out. I can come up with ideas.
Yeah.
I've been blinking really fast lately.
And
is there
could
anything
that be a job?
That feels like, is your mind like a human camera? You know, like, don't like, I don't know how photography works, but isn't it like aperture or something? Like,
your mind could be a human camera.
If my mind is a human camera, is that potentially an avenue
money-making
to
opportunity,
financial?
Yeah. But not too much money.
To perhaps leaving my kick-ass basement condo that I live in my, you know, father's home. Mm-hmm. Which I love, but at some point I'm thinking,
you say,
it could be
is
cool
there another world out there?
Just even for the weekend,
you could dominate so hard and crush it, even as much or more as you are.
Now,
this,
would you
want to
live in
job?
A mansion or a regular house, an apartment?
Who, me?
Do you guys ever play that game MASH, where you? Yeah, one of the options is what kind of house do you want to live in?
Yeah, and Radar and Hot Lips Houlihan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's always like mansion or like dumpster is a bad one if you didn't know.
Radar is such a weenie.
Oh, yeah.
And Hot Lips Houlihan is such a fox.
Yeah.
That was all after my time.
Oh, yeah.
When that was coming around, I was just like, what is this? Mm-hmm. We're making fun of war?
Hawkeye. Yeah, no, it was like, I was like, war's to
These
be
guys
respected.
Like smoking doobies and stuff is supposed to be doing war?
Yeah, I'm like,
I'm going to say I am lost about what this is, but I'm going to participate in the conversation.
Okay.
It might have been, you might have missed it too.
It might have been a little
a show
bit
called,
later. When
there was
you
a
were,
show called MASH. You remember like everyone
MASH.
Was excited about the show MASH.
Yeah.
And we were all sort of like, what's the story?
Yeah, all the kids were into MASH.
We like this.
My little nephew got me to watch a couple of them, and which is how. But I, of course, am the same age as you guys. We're all a little bit old to have been into MASH. The game that I play that is like MASH is called Moosh.
Moosh.
Yeah.
Is that like the...
And it's for food.
Mm-hmm.
What food you'll eat when you grow up?
No, just when I get my
food.
Where to get it?
I gotta mush it all together.
Like what to do with it.
I gotta mush it into one, like, sort of
one big food
piece. Yeah.
So if you're getting, like, pizza and fries and ice cream for a fun dinner, you're going
to
moosh it together?
That has to be.
I would
moosh.
Have to moosh it into just
a paste.
Yeah, fry pizza cream or something, you know. And so that's just one moosh, and then I have to be able to do it in one bite or else I'm not allowed.
That's hard.
Is that a job?
Is that a job?
Is that a job?
Mooshing
sure.
the food.
Well, there was that place Cold
for
Stone.
A king or something.
Yeah. There was that Cold Stone Creamery. You ever been there? It's an ice cream
Too
place.
Loud. Too loud.
Me?
Too loud. No. Yes, but no, Cold Stone, too loud. If you're in there, and I've been in there, and I do get scared like a dog might get scared and just start running around. And so it would be very dangerous to be back there with all the equipment.
The sound is crashing off the stone is really what's happening.
Yeah, and I would just start going nutso and crashing through maybe the front plate glass window. So that's not a good idea unless there's a silent version of Cold Stone.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. Well,
and you have that for me?
Any of these jobs is going to have to be silent.
I got
to
say this about the stone as well. Too hard.
Back to it.
Remind me of going on some of these hikes in this town.
Right. I mean, would you, I guess if you need a quiet thing, you want to be any kind of librarian?
Is there a no hands version of that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so you need quiet and you need no hands?
Well, we do want to still be friends.
We do,
so some
yeah.
job with quiet, no hands, and friendship.
I'll do the hand stuff, but a lot of these books I don't agree with.
Okay.
And I'd have a tough time letting people read these around me.
Right. You're into censorship.
It's
Is
not,
that accurate?
It's not censorship. It's protection.
Okay.
From dangerous ideas.
Right, right.
Because some of these books are saying something like what's some of the books they have out there?
They have The Little Mermaid as a book.
Okay. So that mermaid to me appears to be essentially regular size.
Yeah. Do you think of mermaids as the size of fish?
She's much bigger than the fish.
Yeah.
She's
so
not
even
little.
That.
Right.
Then she would be huge.
But
like, what's little about her? She's the same size as the guy she winds up dating.
Isn't
which
she,
makes her kind of tall, actually.
Yeah. Well, is she the youngest? Is it really the youngest mermaid of the family of mermaids? Baby mermaid? Is it like?
Okay, then call it the youngest mermaid. I mean, it's not fucking rocket science.
And here we are talking about books again. The one thing that we are not supposed to talk about.
Yeah, it's
we've
true.
Been doing
Gosh,
it too
it
much.
It's true. Books are everywhere.
The problem is if there is a trash can at the library, Sean is going to. When he's holding a book, he often has an instinct to make a three-pointer, Michael Jordan style.
I've heard of him.
Into the trash can.
Okay. Yeah.
And then after the fact,
Best
I think.
Best three-point shooter say, like, of all time, Michael Jordan. I just fucking step up. I cross him up this way, that way.
And he'll dribble it once, which
I
then
deke
he has
him
to
out of their pads.
Then he has to kind of pick it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One dribble. One. Set my feet and
isn't
shoot.
Isn't one dribble a drib? Like, isn't dribble by nature nature plural?
A plural? It
well,
certainly
thanks
sounds
for challenging
like it.
Me.
Here I am to do nothing else but challenge.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Dribble definitely sounds like a plural word.
Right.
Yeah.
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 Sorry.
No, it's not something to apologize for. It's something to be celebrated. That you never just take it at face value and go, okay, I accept this.
Right.
Like some people do with like The Little Mermaid as a title.
Like a zombie sheep.
Right, right. Or just like when I have friends and peers, I'm always like, look at you, you're a tapestry of characteristics. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. And I'm going to make you aware of the bad ones. Kind of like how you guys were commenting on my life. I want to do the same.
Comments. Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, brother.
Okay, we were afraid this might happen. Captain Creepshot is here to give us another freaky experience. He's taken to trying to get in really close with all his photos. Like, he used to sort of stand back and try to be invisible, but now he wants you to feel the discomfort of him almost penetrating you with the camera.
He dresses nicer and nicer every episode.
This is a
to the point where I feel like the next time he comes out, he's going to be wearing a fancy mask and a big gown, just kind of glided holding his camera.
I'm just going to look right at him.
See, that is, you would think that challenging him would make him nervous or something like that. You say like,
he's
like,
become very bold.
They're aware of me. What am I doing? Right. No, there is not like he likes it.
It's now become part of it for him.
Well,
but this is a job.
This is a job. Perhaps. I mean, you couldn't do it because it involves hands.
Is there a no hands way to do this?
What you're doing?
No.
Yeah, Hayes is looking to transition to a new career, but that one that does not require his hands, his handy work.
And the this one would that be is quiet enough with one for stone. My friend to be there.
Yeah. Right, Sean needs quiet.
Yeah.
Put like a GoPro on his head.
Oh, that could be fun.
Okay,
oh.
So for anyone who needs someone to talk into a microphone to hear them when they listen to a podcast, what Kevin just said was put like a GoPro on his head. Now, I don't know who he was. I don't know what the GoPro's doing, but that was his idea.
I think it was me. We were talking about me doing the job.
Okay, great.
And so I think he was saying I could put a GoPro on my head and then I wouldn't have to use my hands. And then I'm being Kevin. And that's my new job.
Oh, okay. Kevin, maybe get one of these for me.
He's doing like a very casual, excited, sort of like he thinks he's in a GIF, but he's... not, because there's a lot of movement. And
two peace signs.
Was it blurry?
Two peace signs and a big smile.
Is it blurry? You need another one?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's saying, peace be with the world, and my mouth is big. There we go.
So that'll be a good photo for everyone.
Yeah.
Kevin, do you want to get in and maybe make a comment on Allison's life, like an internet-style comment?
Yeah, like if you were a YouTube commenter for my life, what would it be?
Your life is dope AF.
Okay.
And that's got to feel pretty good. Yeah. Even from a creepazoid.
You're really
creepazoid.
Liking that, Allison.
It made my voice shy.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I get so complimented, my whole body and voice gets small.
It's funny to me that AF took off as hard as it did when at the drugstore, there's tons of stuff that says AF on it. Mm. And it's all antifungal.
I didn't know at all what was happening in your logic, but then
you
I did
explained
know.
It.
Yeah, it's everywhere. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. It all says like Lotrimin AF.
Yeah,
I will say that does remind me that for whatever job that we have, it does have to be a no sock or shoe.
No sock or shoe thing. Okay.
Yeah, I can't have a closed toe.
Okay. Maybe like, well, I was going to say masseuse, but then you got to use your hands. Something that's really not involving.
I don't think they like the term masseuse.
Is that a true thing? They don't like that?
I think probably they would be a licensed massage therapist.
Okay.
I think masseuse implies prostitute.
I see. I got to stop calling certain people that.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I mean, maybe, you know.
Leaving so soon, Kevin.
Did we make you uncomfortable?
You want me to stay?
You pull up a chair.
Kevin, are you talking to a mic?
I don't know
if
they want that.
No, Kevin, you can stay.
Yeah, Kevin, you can stay today.
Yeah.
This is a special treat day for Kevin. He gets to stay.
So, Kevin, who are you? What's your age? Are you a college person? How's your facial hair coming?
Not
seems
good.
Like in a transitional.
It's a couple different colors, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's like the rainbow.
It always upsets me when men have like hair on their face that's not their other
noted.
Hair.
Yeah.
I hope you feel hair. Insecure.
How do you feel about mine?
It looks like it matches, but it's also like doesn't know boundaries. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like just like all. It looks like a coastline. You know.
Yeah. That's right.
Very natural.
Mm-hmm.
So my name is Kevin.
Kevin.
Mr. Natural.
I'm 24 years old. I'm the
bad age.
Bad age?
Right?
Yes. No, you couldn't pay me to go back to being 24.
No, it's
all the money in Egypt I wouldn't
body's,
take.
Your body's changing, you know? You have
your hormones zits. Are going crazy.
All those zits.
The mood swings.
Yeah. You're hot all the time.
It's the time
popping
when you...
zits and stinky pits.
It's the time when you want... to look your best.
But you look your worst.
But you do because you're always trying to ask someone to prom,
but
you can't because you've got stinky pits and popping zits.
Mm-hmm. So, Kevin, I'm sorry. Continue. You're 24.
That's all I have to say.
And where are you from?
That's kind of Kevin's main thing.
That's
being,
his age.
Is being 24.
Yeah.
It's kind of my interesting fact.
To think about it, it's not very interesting because millions, if not billions, millions of people in this world are 24.
I'd say billions.
No, because there's only like 7 billion people in the world, and 24-year-olds don't make up a seventh of the world.
Yeah, no, I think that you are wrong when you said what you said.
Yeah. And see, it's all part of the developing 24-year-old brain is that you can't, like, if you were in a consulting interview right now where you had to guess, like, oh, a plane goes to Starbucks in San Francisco, how many iced lattes could it fit in its hull or something? You'd be really bad at answering that.
Brutal, brutal age to be, because you can't answer that question about iced lattes. And I wouldn't go back to that age for basically all the freaking money in Egypt.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Kev, I wouldn't want to switch places with you, buddy. Like, let's say this was vice versa with Judge Reinhold and Fred Savage. I'd be like, oh, no. Because that movie, they switch places.
And look, I would like to do it in the sense of taking your job.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
We're trying to, like...
If they could do it without hands and if we could have an open-toed shoe.
Yeah.
And it's actually quiet.
It's gotta be quieter than it is right now, Kev.
Well, opening doors would be tough, like getting into the room.
Well, that's what the open toes would be helpful for.
Oh, gross.
Wow.
So is that what you guys are trying to do?
We're talking about transitions.
Transitioning.
You know, as going from being Hollywood moguls to another thing where it's like not so much success, not so much money, not so much like, oh, we're so good at this.
Right. You should some money. That would be, that would be good.
Some.
Take what?
My job then.
And what do you want to do?
Yeah, what job will you have?
Yeah, Kevin, what does
what
Kevin
job will
want?
I have?
What does Kevin want?
What does Kevin want?
Writing would be neato.
Like signs? Like big signs?
You riding know? Like riding a horse?
Or riding like
a horse. Wow.
You've horse got riding. To enunciate your D's or T's so we can know and help you.
Now, if you're into riding.
You must be a rider.
Yeah, you should go out to like a sort of rodeo area.
Yeah.
Just go find a horse to put your body on.
And I don't need my hands, too. I could just
jump on.
Oh,
there.
Yeah, no reins. Not going to use the reins.
You must
not going to use the riding crop.
You must have strong adductor muscles where your thighs are just keeping you glued to that horse.
I put my hands above my head like it's a roller coaster.
Yes.
That seems very dangerous to me, Kevin. Is the horse going to jump?
No, we stay flat on the ground.
Do you do dressage? Dressage, are you familiar?
Excuse me?
Dressage is a type of horse dancing. This is real, and it's,
I'm a licensed dressage therapist.
Salsa, like two steps forward, one
step
back.
It's like they don't do. It's like I don't know. A horse is there, and people are watching them, and they're doing tricks, but none of them involve like jumping.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing. I had a friend who
prancing,
tried to start.
Kevin.
Yeah, I had a friend who tried to start a dressage team, but it's much money, is what it is. It's too much to get a horse.
Yeah, it costs all the money in Egypt.
Yeah.
But
how much money is in Egypt? Just so I'm getting this.
Oh my
this, like,
God!
Gauge that,
Allison.
They have this gold.
Think about it.
They have this gold cat over there. It's probably worth a friggin' $1 million.
They have a giant gold cat. Friggin' King Tut was a dude so bad.
There's a lot of horses in Egypt, right?
Kevin, I don't fucking know. Oh.
Jesus Christ, Kevin, we're talking about money.
Wow, mood swing.
Money.
Okay, hormones, baby.
Mood swing. Uh-oh, look out, he's about to pop a zit.
He's about to blow. God, you know what? Maybe enough 24-year-old for right now.
Yeah, that might be enough. See you later, Jack Bauer.
Bye.
Got him. I can't believe I got him.
What time is it? You have to go to the airport and... never come back. Is that correct?
Never come back because, again, anytime I'm stepping in Hollywood, people are like, jobs, money. And I'm like, please give me a break.
Yes.
So I'm just trying to get away.
Transitioning out of California.
And maybe the jobs won't follow me.
Yeah. Where to?
I'm going to Washington, D.C. because I have a nephew and he's there and he is a year older than he was when he was born. He's a year.
Yeah, okay.
And so I'm saying hi to him for that.
And maybe you can be washing tons of sofas over there or something.
Yeah.
Is
or washing tons of D.C. Pearson.
Yeah.
Maybe shampoo him or something.
Yeah.
Is he a little too hard?
Is he too hard? And can he get some upholstery on him?
Yeah, or to be downholstered because it's like to remove a layer of his skin so he's softer.
Oh, right. Oh, you God, know? To have Pearson power?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, is that kind of what you're imagining?
Mm. Well, I feel like we were starting to end this thing when we were talking about how you had to fly, and then we got right back into this very juicy plum of an idea of skinning DC, which he's actually a really good friend of mine. I really
You don't like talking about that.
I don't necessarily want it's upsetting to take a layer of him off.
You don't want anyone to
adding
that.
A layer? Okay.
Well, that's what I was saying. I was saying he was too hard.
I said it.
Well,
I said that too.
Yeah. I guess, you know, sometimes the answer when something is too hard is to put a layer of softness on, but also sometimes it's to remove. So I went the remove direction, but we could like
sometimes
put a
it's
nice
just to
floral.
Wait a few minutes.
Yeah. I know what that is, and don't think I don't know.
Yeah, like if you made a cake or something,
mm-hmm.
and it's like a really hard cake,
mm-hmm.
so I just wait a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I am in a bit of a bind here. I don't want to do this anymore.
You want this to be over.
Yeah.
But you know what to do.
That's
but how
hard.
Do I bring
do
that up? That's going to hurt Allison's
feelings. Why don't
feelings.
You want to?
It's
honestly, I don't even know. Like, I don't know what I want. I just know it's not this.
Oh,
and
no.
It's the same as the job stuff we ran into where it's like, I definitely don't want to do this job anymore. And I think I'm doing good at the podcast, too.
Yeah.
And I'm making a lot of money.
And you don't want to go... You want to get out of here, but you don't want to go home.
But I don't know where I want to go. I want to go somewhere quiet.
And you want to get out of this even though it's going really well.
Right.
It's just like if you gave money to this situation, it'd be a lot because it's
this is a good episode, it's you guys.
Yeah.
So it's not about that.
Yeah.
Because I've wanted to get out of bad episodes just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But this one, it's good. And that's maybe even why I want to get out because I don't want to spoil it.
And,
right.
You know, my feelings will and currently are hurt. But the thing about me is that, like, I don't really let that come to the surface for, like, years down the line.
Mm.
And by that point, you might not even be around me to experience.
Those feelings are like cicadas, aren't they?
Right. Like 17 years.
Where they
years
bury
that
themselves down underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are my feelings, like an exoskeleton.
17 years. You remember that song by Ratatat?
And when they come out, the cicada is like the feelings. It's kind of, it's time to breed.
It's time to breed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it is like feelings of anger, but also like sexiness.
Passion.
Yeah.
Passion and anger are so closely related.
Yeah.
Big Little Lies is exploring that a bit.
Yeah.
Bye.
I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
That was a HeadGum podcast.